Congratulations on finishing your course. That was some hard work. Now what do I do with it? Is there anyone that will house my course and help me sell it? What if I can get an entire team to help me sell my course that I worked so hard on? Have I got a discovery for you? The Great Discovery not only has a place for your course, but a network of affiliates that are eager to sell your hard-earned course creation. Want to make a little more money so you can build your course or invest in yourself? Opportunities for all this and more await you at The Great Discovery, or go to tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information. Once again, that's tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information about how to join The Great Discovery now. Salutations, Scuba Believer. Do you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, but don't know where to start or even what to do? Where can I gather information quickly about what's in my zone of genius? Don't worry, Scuba Believers. I got you covered. Go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt and check out an amazing set of AI prompts that will give you ideas, information, and articles to help you get across that start line. Once again, go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt to get you started now. Good luck, Scuba Believer.
Just keep going, keep pushing through.
Know your target market and the people you want to serve.
Just keep going, just keep going.
You have to schedule it.
Focus on what you're doing.
Always respond to criticism with professionalism.
Focus more on building yourself.
Don't ever give up.
Finish it yourself.
Welcome, Scuba Believers and new entrepreneurs, to Undiscovered Advice. We will be listening to five entrepreneurs with amazing advice just for you. Let's see what they have to say.
Hi, my name is Samantha Rawlinson. I am a registered nurse and health and wellness coach for Samantha Rawlinson Coaching, where I help women learn to thrive despite chronic pain. My advice for new entrepreneurs would be to first start the day with a good morning routine. For instance, exercise and do some kind of mindset work, whether it's meditation, EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, yoga, journaling, just something that helps clear your mind. And that way this helps increase your productivity and helps you get ready for the day ahead. Also, eat a healthy breakfast. Then I would block out times on your calendar throughout the day of what you're going to work on and when. That way you have a schedule to go by and stay with. Stay as close to those blocked times as possible. I personally set an alarm to take a break every hour. It helps to recharge and bring new ideas. And this is something I didn't always do. I didn't always do the block timing, and it actually does work. So I highly recommend it. And lastly, find a mentor or a coach who can guide you. You need someone that you can bounce ideas off of, that can guide you, because there's so much out there to learn, and you can't learn it all on your own quickly. So having that person makes a huge difference. And sometimes you get stuck, and it helps to have a person to talk to. So those are my pieces of advice. I really hope that helps. And good luck to you.
Hello there. My name is Rhonda Johnson. I am the owner of Limitless Empowerment with Rhonda J, where I empower women over the age of 30 to break free from the exhausting cycle of people-pleasing and perfectionism and discover and embrace their authentic selves. Piece of advice for up-and-coming entrepreneurs, because I'm one of them, is be prepared to spend money. There are a lot of solutions out there for everything you want to do as a business owner, to get out there and get your name out there, and do what you are trying to do to change the world. There are a lot of free solutions out there. However, if you are really wanting to harness the power of social media, the power of the software that's out there, be prepared to spend money. From my personal experience, I was around people who did not. And what I'm telling you is that it will severely limit what you are able to do. The ability to spend money to get out of a scarcity mindset for my from where I am has opened so many doors to me to find people who were supportive, to find people who understand the budgetary constraints I'm under and are still willing to help. I believe this is because I embraced spending money. I am embracing an abundance mindset. And it also has helped me get out of that hustle mindset because now I don't have to do everything. Now I'm able to create a budget. I'm able to sit down with others and say, okay, this is what I can do. Can we work together? And I've found by and large, many people understand. Everybody has been in this space. It's not a place of shame to come from. It's a place of honesty and reality. And yes, there will be people who are like, no, I'm not going to work with you if you aren't able to work within this particular budget. There are more who are willing to work with you. And also that gets you into the mindset of how you want to price your product, how you want to price your service, how you want to do your business. Do you want to be someone who can work with smaller businesses? And I did say can work with smaller businesses and choose to work with smaller businesses. Or are you a person who wants to work with only this particular, you know, type of this particular budget? It's on you and it gives you the power of choice. But again, the reason why I say to do that is because when you are not able to spend money, it severely limits what you can do. I like I said, I've come to experience that this in my own business. Before, like during the pandemic, I was limited for various reasons to what I could spend, and it really limited what I could do. And when we limit what we can do, we limit our vision. And spending the money, putting the money in there, coming from an abundance mindset, really, I liken it to a drone. So when you're doing this, you're starting small, you can only see what's around you. But as you continue to say, okay, I'm going to invest in my business, I'm going to do this, it's like a drone lifting. And you begin to see the trees, and then you see the top of the trees. Now you can see the mountains in the distance. You can begin to see further and do more. Again, this is Rhonda Johnson. My company is Limitless Empowerment. I wish you love, success. Please keep going. Please keep pushing. It is hard, but it is so, so worth it. And remember to take care of yourself. Bye.
Hi. My name is Nick Klingensmith, and I'm with Stride Motivation. I'm an inspiring keynote speaker, mindset coach, and best-selling author of Through the Fire, the story of the four-time cancer survivor, type 1 diabetic, and recovering alcoholic who became an obstacle course racer and defied it all. Throughout my experiences from obstacle course racing and overcoming my personal adversity, I've become an expert in building a resilient mindset to push past self-limiting doubts and take purposeful action in the face of uncertainty. And that's what being an entrepreneur is, isn't it? Moving through uncertainty and pushing into the unknown? Well, here's five tactical things I do each day to bolster a resilient mindset. Number one, purpose alignment. Aligning what you're doing with what you're doing it for. It's not enough to say you're working for your family or for your future. It's important to be able to align the activities that I'm doing each day with my higher purpose, which for me, is to overcome every obstacle and inspire others that they can too. Resilience thrives when there's a strong sense of purpose. Number two, acceptance. We build resilience by letting go of expectations and demands. Accept situations and circumstances as they are. Players don't get to choose the conditions of the field, but we can still play at our best. Number three, priorities and discipline. Make a plan and execute the plan. Attack it. No room for doubt or negative self-talk. Just focus on the task at hand. When anxiety creeps in, refer to the plan and ask yourself, what is the most important thing I can do right now that will move me closer to my goals? Number four, adaptability. Adaptability is a key principle to building a resilient mind. Chaos will ensue, interruptions will occur. Adapt to the changing environment. Stay true to your purpose, but flexible on how you get there. Number 5, believe you can. Greatness is achieved by effort and an unwavering commitment to growth. You have to believe it before you can achieve it. Daydream. Have wild visions of limitless success. Dream it until you can believe it's possible and then keep moving forward until you get it. Bonus tip. Everyone needs a wolf pack. Everyone needs a tribe. So find your tribe. Nobody does this alone. There's a lot of people out there just like you going through what you're going through, and the power of community and belonging is infinite. For more on resilience, motivation, or just general badassery, you can follow me on social at Stride Motivation. Let's go. Live inspired.
Hey, everybody. So the best advice that I can give you is it really doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you do. It matters what your intentions are behind what you say and do. It matters the energy that you bring to any and every conversation, every bit of content, everything in your business. It's really not what you say or you do. It's really about the intention behind which you do it. And I know as a new entrepreneur, that was something that I really struggled with. I wanted to just do, and I had to stop and take a step back. And I learned this from a program called 2K for 2K. It is an amazing program. I highly recommend it. But that is definitely my advice for you, is that it doesn't matter so much what you say or what you do. It matters your intentions behind it. So that's it. I am Joe Levitt. I am the Confident Swinger. I'm the host of the Confident Swinger podcast. Check it out if you'd like, or not. I hope you have a great day and happy growing.
Hi Jesse, it's Jen. I just wanted to give my tips from my experience so far as a entrepreneur. One of the biggest things that I have learnt is that you need to work with people that value and respect you. There is no point working with somebody that doesn't respect what you do, doesn't understand and appreciate your specialism and your experience. The reason why they need and want to work with you is because you're good at what you do. And unfortunately, we will come across people that don't understand and don't appreciate us in that way, and I think it can be really detrimental to our own beliefs and values about how good we really are. And that's definitely something that I've learned. What is meant for you will come in time. Don't let the pressures and the financial pressures push you into a situation or working with people who are not truly aligned with you. You didn't become a business owner to do the things that make you unhappy. You didn't do it to make other people happy. You did it to make yourself happy. And if you are happy in what you do, then so will your clients be, because you will be truly aligned in working with them. It's important to remember that you didn't get where you are by chance. You didn't get where you are by luck. You got where you are because you're amazing at what you do. You didn't become self-employed to feel how you did as an employee. You didn't do this to feel as you did in the corporate world. You did this for your own freedom and your own happiness. And it's so, so important to create new boundaries to ensure you don't fall into the trap of feeling how you once felt. This is your new purpose. This is your new life. And you need to do what's good and what's best by yourself.
I would like to thank all entrepreneurs that took the time out to help new entrepreneurs get across that start line with their amazing advice. If you'd like to contact any of these amazing people, check out their information in the show notes. Are you an entrepreneur with amazing advice and want to be featured on Undiscovered Advice?
go to tuepodcast.net/advice and leave your advice in an easy recording. Undiscovered Advice is a product of Undiscovered Legacy LLC and a proud member of Blind Knowledge and Pod Nation Podcast Networks. For more information, go to uepodcast.net. Thank you, school believers. As a worker of two full-time jobs and a podcast and a coach, every minute counts in my day-to-day. It's hard to be consistent in any of my social medias, and at this point I just can't hire a social media manager. It's just too gosh darn expensive. Pinnacle AI to the rescue! I've been using Pinnacle AI for a couple of weeks now and seen big improvements in my reach and consistency. Do you want to have time and increase your productivity too? Go to tuepodcast.net/AI for more information. Save yourself time and grow your brand. Try it now and see what it can do for you. Do you find yourself faltering when speaking in public? You definitely know what you're talking about, but you just can't seem to get over the horrific fear, and imagining people in their underwear is just not working. Whether you're gearing up for a big presentation or just looking to improve your daily communications, Leslie Fiorenzo is your go-to resource for mastering self-promotion, facing your audience fearlessly, and communicating with authority. Don't miss out on your opportunity to elevate your game. Contact Leslie Fiorenzo now or go to tuepodcast.net/speak to step into the spotlight with confidence. Your adventure in public speaking mastery starts here and now. Don't wait to get your voice heard. Book your free consultation at tuepodcast.net/speak to start your adventure in speaking excellence today.